Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona continues, and we welcome to the microphone Brad Grant, Vice President of Baseball Operations, Strategy, and Administration. That's quite some title.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So tell our listeners what exactly that title means and your role with the organization.
I'm not really sure what that title means, but... my role with the I've been with the organization for 25 years, so I grew up in the organization in the amateur scouting department and led the draft the past 10 years and then transitioned into this role just this past year, this past offseason.
If there's anything this team has done well, it is scout and draft. Now, I'm sure you could do a whole hour in talking about that, but boy, what's the critical component of that? How does that work?
That's a great question. We could talk for an hour on how that does work. I think the critical component is just really it goes back to our scouts, and it goes back to them being really great at their job and having an understanding of what great looks like at their job, and then being able to bring that to the table. So we're fortunate, like I said, that I've been here 25 years. A lot of our scouts have been here for the past 15, 20 years. We've had consistency and continuity to our staff, and I think that's what led to some of the success so far.
Brad, I was out to dinner the other night with some members of the broadcasting side of the Indians, and we were talking about scouting, and I said, boy, if I had 6 months just to do anything, I'd love to spend it with a scout sitting in high schools and colleges just to pick their brain as far as what they're looking for. I mean, how delicate is that when you're looking for hands and hips and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, when you're looking at, you know, 17, 18-year-old players, and even on the international side where you're looking at 14, 15-year-old players,
it's
crazy. And then trying to predict the future of what's going to happen in 5, 6 years down the road. So I think it's a lot of just, and it's an art, not a science, and it's a lot of just training through experience. So the longer you can do it, the bigger you can build your database, the more that you can compare players and go back and forth on those things, the better you get at it.
Brad, as much as there's a physical tool aspect that you look at, how much of it is also just the makeup of a young man?
Yeah, the makeup is the separator. I mean, especially in baseball, it's a game of adversity. And once you get into professional baseball, it's even more so. So, you know, you might be the best high school player in the state of Ohio, and then you walk out here, and it's like, uh-oh. Now there's 30 of me all surrounded trying to take my job. So it's how do you handle that adversity when you hit that failure, when you hit that wall? What's going to happen? Are you going to fall back to talent, or are you going to, you know, allow yourself to work through that adversity and allow yourself challenge yourself to put yourself in uncomfortable positions to work through it? So it's trying to find those things out with the players and really understanding what is their aptitude, what's their ability to learn, what's their ability to overcome failure.
Brad, on the scouting side, more often than not, is it former players that are going out to look at these young players, or kind of what do you look for in a scout?
Yeah, good question. What we look for now, scouting's kind of changing. There's so much information out there, and the information is evolving so quickly and so rapidly, and there's so much new data that's evolving in it. So we're looking for people who are open-minded, who can adapt to change, who are willing to learn, who do have that ability to apply a lot of different information and then synthesize it into their own. We're looking for people who can build relationships. I think that's a huge part of scouting, is in order to find out about that character, find out about that makeup, you have to be able to build relationships with multiple different people, whether it's high school kids, college coaches, all these different people. You have to build those relationships, and then ultimately it comes down to a passion for scouting. It's a lonely job. You're out there a lot, all around the country, all through these little tiny high schools. You're by yourself. You're not connected to Cleveland. You're connected with 29 peers who are competing against you.
Brad, final question for you. Everybody loves a success story. Are there one or two guys that you go, we found him? Nobody else even had their eye on him, but our department found that young man.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the international side with Jose Ramirez. You look at Roberto Perez, who was at a junior college in Florida, and we took him in the 28th round, I think. And, you know, it's like, well, how do we find this? How do we know? And it's our scouts who sat there and watched Roberto Perez and just said, this guy can really catch and this guy can really throw. And what are we missing? Why are we not drafting this guy? So those stories are the unique ones.
And I'll tell you what, as every sports fan knows, you got to draft well. That's how you build a great organization and a great team.
No doubt.
And you guys have done it incredibly well. Congratulations to you and the staff.
Thank you very much.
And you were telling us this is your first extended stay here in Goodyear, Arizona.
Yeah, so my job caused me to travel around the country for, you know, every single day, and it'd be a different airport, different hotel, different game every day, and I'd stop into Phoenix for 2 days and jump over here for half a day to see everybody, and now I'm here for 7 weeks, so getting used to staying in the same bed for a little while.
So you get to enjoy Goodyear, Arizona.
Yes.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Again, congratulations on this organization's success in the scouting department and drafting department. It's been amazing.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.